This is Changing of the Guard. It's about Dylan's arrival in the village. The winter of 1960-61 was a real momser. Snow up to your earballs and colder than a gravedigger's butt. Terry and I were living in Chelsea, and it seemed to take forever to slog through the drifts down to MacDougall. But there was something very cozy about it. Partly because of the weather, it was to be the last time from that day to this that we had the neighborhood to ourselves. The tourist avalanche of the next summer was undreamed of, and on the street or in the joints you hardly saw a soul you didn't know. The afternoons were best, sitting at a window table at the Figaro, playing chess, gossiping with friends, or just watching the snow. One felt an almost rural sense of peace. But in the circles I was running in, there was an undercurrent of electricity. We knew we were right on the edge of something, even if we were uncertain exactly what it was. Clubs and rumors of clubs were popping up everywhere, and it seemed as if every basement and derelict coal bin in the village was about to become yet another coffee house equipped with a stage, all for the greater glory of us. New singers were drifting in almost daily, and the cadre was growing, as my friend Russ Blackwell put it, by creeps and bounders. It became a regular thing. A bunch of us would be sitting in the Figaro or the Kettle, and a colleague would come rushing in to tell us, "Hey, there's a new guy over at," he would name one of the four or five rooms already functioning. "You've got to hear him. He's really something else." And we would all troop off to check out the new phenom. This particular afternoon, the venue was the Café Wa on the corner of MacDougall and Minetta. Manny Roth, the manager, had recently instituted a policy of daytime hootenannies with Fred Neal presiding. When we arrived, Fred was on stage with his guitar, and up there with him, playing harmonica, was the scruffiest-looking fugitive from a cornfield I do believe I had ever seen. "Where did he pick up that style of harp blowing? Mars?" I said to my companions. But I liked it. There was a gung-ho, da-da quality to it that cracked me up. Then Fred relinquished the stage, and the kid did a couple of numbers on his own. As I remember, they were Woody Guthrie songs, and his singing had the same take-no-prisoners delivery as his harmonica playing. We were impressed. After the set, Fred introduced us. Bob Dylan, spelled D-Y-L-A-N. "As in Thomas?" I asked innocently. "Right." I may have rolled my eyes heavenward. On the other hand, all of us were reinventing ourselves to some extent, and if this guy wanted to carry it a step or two further, who were we to quibble? I made my first acquaintance with his famous dead fish handshake, and we all trooped back to the Kettle for another drink. The coffeehouse mafia had a new recruit.